Hi, this is Julie Clark of Julie Clark Music, and you're tuned in to Annie Talks.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my channel. If you're brand new to my channel, thank you so much for stopping by.
Annie Talks, Annie Talks. Welcome to the show. Here we go with
Hello, everybody. Hey. Hello. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for being here. I am so excited that you are all here. I'm really, really super excited for you guys to be here and be a part of this interview and podcast conversation with the lovely Julie Clark of Julie Clark Music. I'm really excited. I want to just say hello to everybody in chat. I'm not looking at chat at the moment, but I just want to say hello. Hello to all my mods, and hopefully you guys will have fun and enjoy this conversation. I'm super excited. It's been a long time in the works for this podcast to happen. Julie, without further ado, let's just do a real quick introduction on her. Well, first of all, if you're new to my channel, hello, welcome. My name is Annie Talk Show, or AKA Annie Talks. I'm a variety streamer here on Twitch. Primarily, I started out doing Twitch sings. That's not true. I actually started out with just chatting and then talk shows and podcasts, and then made my way over to Twitch Sings, and now I do music streams as well. So I've added just another component of that to my stream. So if you're new to my channel, thank you also very much for being here. I'm really excited that you're here. I hope that you'll enjoy your time and enjoy your stay. So again, without further ado, I really am excited to bring on our next. This is my 97th episode of Annie Talks, and I'm really excited to have our lovely, lovely guest. I'm gonna switch her over right now. A little quick intro on Julie Clark. She is. Sorry, let me just go to the right screen. Julie Clark is a singer, songwriter, and pianist living in the Las Vegas area. She builds covers and originals using her piano, looper, drum pad, and voice, and has a music stream on Twitch. Are you not already intrigued? Isn't she absolutely wonderful? Here she is, everybody. Please welcome the one and the only Julie Clark. Yay! Julie, how are you?
I think hi.
Hi, how
How's
are you?
How's it going?
Yay. I'm excited you're here. I hope that you're ready for this conversation.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, thank you, guys. I know. Oh, gosh. Where is my favorite, me. There's never a technical problem. It's never a Twitch stream without a technical difficulties, right? So
that is a true statement.
And Julie,
it's a staple
knows
of every stream.
Absolutely. And so let's do a real quick clap. Sorry.
That was my clap.
It was my cheer, my overdue cheer. And I'm really sorry, you guys, if it was really loud. I apologize. I forgot to tell you all to cover your ears. Well, Julie, thank you so much. As we mentioned, you and I have had this conversation a few times about trying to get you on the schedule. If I remember correctly, maybe I don't know if you remember how we met, but I think I came over on a raid, if not from my stream. I think it was on somebody else's stream where I was actually in their stream and they had raided you, and that's how I stumbled upon you. And I thought you were just absolutely phenomenal. One, you know, she's female empowered, right? And she does all these beautiful instruments and loopers. You guys are just, you'll be so amazed. We're going to go into that in a little bit. But
thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Julie, I know that we didn't really say much about your bio and your background and all that. So why don't you just, you know, take the time and tell everybody about a little bit about yourself and who Julie Clark is and maybe a little bit more about your background and where you hail from. I know you said Las Vegas, but yeah, sure. Please. Please sure. Take over.
Sure. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for having me. This is really exciting. I'm so glad we got this to work. Yay. Especially, you know, technical issues aside, I do feel like the last 3 to 4 months have been some of the busiest in my life. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate that we were able to find time to do this. But yeah, so I live in Las Vegas right now, but I am originally from Romania. I was born there and adopted. I grew up in the United States, though. I grew up in Idaho and Utah, and I was always involved in music. So always, I mean, I don't remember when I started singing, but it's probably when I could talk. And then piano was when I was 8. I started piano lessons and just never stopped until I was 18. And, you know, so I always was involved with music. I was also in it's really funny. I was in a group called Harmony Kids. Mm-hmm. It's this big, big group of kids. And I was in that for all of like probably ages like 5 or 6 to 12. And we would travel around and we would perform. And so I was in this, we would get booked places, we would do concerts. And so that was my whole upbringing, was just music and performing. And same thing, you know, all growing up in like high school and even college, I did a lot of singing. And then I kind of stopped, mostly in college, I stopped. I didn't major in music. And really? I majored in political science. And I kind of gave up on music a little bit.
But you're musically trained, right? I mean,
yeah. Okay. So exactly. So like I did voice lessons and things like that growing up. And then I just had this big stopping point with music sometime in college, and gave it up for about 5 years and thought I was done. I thought I was done with music. I sold my piano to pay rent 1 month, I remember, and just stopped singing. And then I finished college. I moved to Vegas and decided to pick it up again. And that's when I kind of started looking into, you know, performing live. And then I got into Twitch. And I mean, as soon as I started Twitch, I realized it was very early on that I realized this is something I want to be doing professionally. So
we're going to bring it to the forefront here. Somebody was saying that there's a popping in the sound. Yeah, we were trying to troubleshoot that a little earlier, and I think we had some issues. So I'm not sure. We've tried, you guys. What do you guys suggest? Maybe have her step back a little bit. And I mean, I want to be able to hear her in her full glory. I want to be able to hear everything she's saying. It could be her interface. Maybe we were thinking maybe her interface. Do you have is your looper and your interface connected, perhaps?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Then that. Oh, see, now what happened? Now it went away. Talk again. Say something.
Now it went away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that weird? I tell you, it's the strangest thing. It's if it's not,
I have no idea.
Live, yeah, live TV, live everything. Something, you know, something magically always works its way out. So, but, so tell us a little bit more about that group again. So it was back in school or college or.
So the singing and dancing group that I was in, it was from ages, I think it was like 5 or 6 to 12.
Okay.
And so there was a good, you know, six years of my life where it was just really dedicated to performing, and it was dancing and it was a lot of singing. So what they would do, she'd have different classes. It was the lady that ran it would have different classes of students, and she'd teach them all a different harmony. Mm-hmm. And then bring us together for the concert. And so here's all these harmonies, you know, you're standing next to all the people who know your harmony. So, you know, you, as a kid, you don't necessarily know how to harmonize, but we harmonized a lot. It was really, really fun. So we would go places. We would mostly get booked like around, and I grew up in Idaho Falls. So mostly around Idaho Falls, but we would get booked other places as well and travel. And it was really, really fun.
Yeah, I know. So Stu Kids, I'm sorry. Yes, every other word, not every other word, but like every so often it pops. So I think that's the best. It's going to have to go, you guys. So, you know, we're just anyway. Yeah, I know that we hear it. We hear it ever so slightly. Let's see. Let's
have a talk.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know. I'm trying to like pinpoint what it could be, but like I truly, I'm like, I don't even.
Yeah. I if anybody has any quick suggestions, let us know. Oh, it's okay. It's not that bad. Okay. Well, okay. All right. So we're just going to rely on that a little bit. And by the way, and I also have the queue open. So just so you guys know that if you have any questions, I do have the queue open. You'll need to use your exclamation point. You'll type in exclamation point and then join. Excuse me, exclamation point join. And then you can ask the question directly and we'll go ahead. I'll go ahead and retrieve it at the very end. So try to refrain from questions right now, because we'd love to be able to hear about Julie, from Julie. And then we'll ask the questions at the end. Is that okay? Yeah, I have her try talking a bit further from the mic. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe right. A little bit farther. I don't okay. know if that has something.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, not too far.
I was going to say, so wherever yeah. you can hear me, I'll move back a little bit.
I think right there. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Hopefully this helps.
Yeah. Now, okay. So we also, okay. So the whole thing is, we, you know, I absolutely adore your streams. I think they're super Thank awesome. You. And if you guys, and can we get a quick shout out for Julie in chat? If you're not already following her, you should, because she's absolutely amazing. You'll be mesmerized, you'll be hooked, you'll be watching her for hours. And you know, and it's, and she's so warm and welcoming, and it's such fun to watch it, to watch her show, her stream. So and in her stream you'll see that she plays multiple instruments, which I absolutely love. So not only does she play the piano, as we mentioned earlier, she does the looper, the drum pad, the voice, and then and pulls it all together, and it's super awesome. She's also playing she also plays the ukulele. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you do on your stream, piano, ukulele, live looping, for those yeah. who don't know what live looping is, and then of course your singing.
Sure. So as far as the so I play, like I said, I've played piano for a very long time. That's probably what I'm the most comfortable with, is piano. And then I've got my Boss Looper here. So if you've never seen live looping, so let's say that I play something on the piano, I play it and I'm able to loop whatever I played over and over again, right? Mm-hmm. And then I can loop another sound or melody or chord progression on top of that. And then same thing when it comes to my drum pad. So I can get like a cool percussion loop going, you know, kick drum, snare, hi-hat, all of it. So it really just sounds more like a produced up song rather than, you know, piano and vocal only. I can also do voice loops. So I actually have a cover out that's all voice looping. And so I'll sing something and loop it and then sing on top of that, sing another harmony on top of that. It's really, really fun. And then, yes, I am new, very, very new to the ukulele. Very new. It was one of those quarantine projects that I was like, I got to do something. I need to learn something new. So I picked it up, and within a couple of days I was getting some easy songs, very, very easy songs. And so, what are we, 6 months into that? And, I've got a number of songs, in my song list now where you can request that. But I still am not, you know, as comfortable as I'd like to be, which I do love that I get to commiserate with, and, you know, really empathize with people that are learning whatever instrument. Cause I mean, yeah, I've got piano down, but I'm a novice at guitar, and I'm, you know, really barely getting into ukulele. So it's been really fun, though.
How has that been for you, like the learning process? I mean, obviously it's learning the fingering. It's so much yeah. different. But how's that process, yeah. learning how to play the ukulele?
You know, it's really fun, but as an adult, when you're learning versus when you're a kid. So people talk all the time about how much easier it is to learn as a kid. Yeah, but as a kid, someone has to tell you most of the time, hey, you need to practice. Like, hey, you need to, you know, do your scales and stuff. As an adult, it's really up to me. Yeah. Like, how much do I want to learn? Like, how good do I want to get at, you know, at playing this? How proficient do I want to be? And how much time am I willing to right. you know, give? How much of my time am I really willing to set aside for this? So, and then I can tell when I, you know, I do it by song. So that's what I'll do, is being able, I already know music theory. And so I'll be able to kind of look at a song and be like, hey, these are the same chords as another song. And now I know another song.
Yeah. So for me, when I tried to learn the ukulele, I think the most I can do is maybe three chords. I know it's like, what, three yeah. chords? But man, it's so different, right? From playing it piano is. And it, man, yeah, unless you love calluses, you know, I'm sorry. After about a day, I was like, oh God. I mean, what's the trick? Yeah. What's the trick? Do you have to give yourself some rest in between playing and then?
Oh yeah, definitely. Again?
Yeah.
Yes. Right? Definitely.
It hurts like for sure. Heck. That's for sure. And then now tell us a little bit. How did you come to? We're going to talk a little bit more about how you use or what you do in your stream singing sure. and whatnot. But when you first started singing, like let's say, or first started realizing that you wanted to be a musician or that you love music, what would you say is like was your strong point? Obviously you lean towards piano, but then when did you start mm-hmm. bringing in the singing?
I don't even remember. I think I was singing before I played piano.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I was grew up singing. I grew up, my parents were very religious. So I grew up going to church, singing at church. I also, and like I said, I was always singing in Harmony Kids in the group I was in. And that was, I mean, I started that before I even started playing piano. So I don't really know. I've always had a passion for singing though. And I just think it's a good way to express it's a good way to express emotion. I think everybody's looking for a way to express themselves that in something, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. even if you don't consciously think about it, you're searching for it. And I found that in music and I definitely found that in singing for mm-hmm. sure.
And then, so growing up, who can you say was maybe some of your biggest influences and maybe who maybe influenced the way you play and the way you sing? And then who are they still your inspirations today or do you have somebody different?
Well, I thought this was a good question because normally I feel like I feel like a lot of people would think that your question was like, how do I say this? That your question is like, who are your, you know, maybe the famous singers that you know and right. things like that. I actually had a lot of family who sang and played piano and were very musical. Mm-hmm. I have a cousin who's a professional opera singer. And I just remember growing up being like so obsessed with everything she was doing. I looked into opera. Like I looked into that route because I was just so interested in what she was doing. And then she became a music teacher and the whole thing. So I have family, I've had friends. The lady that ran the group that I was in, Harmony Kids, she was very inspirational to me. She's a fabulous singer and she would just write up these whole, shows for us. And so there was just, there's just so many people in my life. My older siblings played piano as well. Like I had a lot of people to look up to around me. As far as like influences of, you know, maybe artists when I was younger, I can't really think of too many. Like when I was super young, mm-hmm. I remember loving Coldplay from mm-hmm. a very young age. I don't remember when I was like, oh, this is Coldplay and I like them. but I've always been inspired. Now some of my influences are definitely, I really, for music in general, I really like Odessa. I've always been just in love with the style of music and how it's more of a musical journey than anything. It's, you know, people talk about electronic music and they think rave and I listen to, you know, music from Odessa and I think actually, no, like to me that doesn't, it's house music, but it not really. Like to mm-hmm. me, it's more like melodic and very beautiful and puts me in a good mood. So there's a new artist that I've watched her grow and just been so inspired. I don't know if you've heard of Ash music.
I don't. No, like what would be with some of the music?
So it's really hard because probably the only way a lot of people would know her music is P.S. I Love You. She had a song do really well. It was in the beginning scenes of, I think, the new season. Mm-hmm. And then, new season. And she's doing really well, but it's not a name that a whole lot of people know of yet. Mm-hmm. But I've been so, so inspired by her. I have a lot of other cover artists I'm really inspired by as well. I think it's so hard. It's always so hard for me to answer that question because I'm like, I could name like a thousand.
Well, yeah, I mean, but yeah. And if you hear her, her playing in her streams and whatnot, you can see so you know how she's very well, versed in different genres of music. So, which I think is really awesome because I, for one, you know, I can't rap for nothing, and we have this ongoing thing in my stream. People know I can't rap. So they try to get me to rap. I'm like, no, it's never going to happen. So, I mean, I can, what would you say is one of your strongest things that are preferred genres of music that you like to play on your streams?
I really like Disney and I really like Broadway because I grew up doing that. So I was always doing musical theater as well when I was young. And then when I did voice lessons, my voice teacher was very into Broadway. So that's kind of like the style that I developed. It's actually been really hard to get away from that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because that's where my voice is. That's where my training is. And so trying to move into, experimenting with different styles of music. That's been a new thing for me. I definitely like, but that's the thing. I love Broadway. You know what I mean? There's so many Broadway and Disney songs on my song list because of that.
Yeah.
So I enjoy that. I do sing a lot of that on my stream for sure.
Yeah. We got a woot and a hooray for Broadway from Stoop Kids. Yes, for sure. Stoop
Kids is also for Broadway.
Stoop Kids is also in the Broadway scene in the Mecca of New York. So yeah, he's definitely an advocate for very Broadway.
So
we want to talk a little bit about some of your songwriting. So in fact while you're talking, we're going to queue up a video that she's sharing with all of us. Why don't you talk a little bit more about your the song that you wrote, Lindy?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. So Lindy is a classical piano song. It's out on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon Music. There's also a music video for it on YouTube, the video she's talking about. That song was written to honor an internship supervisor and mentor that I had. So when I was in college, I did a 3-month internship in Romania. So that's where I was born. This is the first time I had ever gone back since I was born. And I worked at a nonprofit there. And so it's kind of a long story. I'm just going to kind of condense it. She had to create a separate internship for me when one fell through. And so I was the only intern. I was her only intern. So we became very close for 3 months. I talked to her every single day. We were, and just really got to know her. Mm-hmm. And she became just this, like I said, a mentor to me. And I really looked up to her. She's the kind of person where you got very warm vibes from her right off the bat. She smiled a lot. Mm-hmm. She smiled with her eyes, those people. Right. She just so sweet and welcoming to everybody. And I honestly miss her so much. It took me a long time to write this song. So she passed away a few years ago. Oh, and so that's what inspired this song. Mm-hmm. It took me a long time to write it because not really. When I sat down to do it, it was a quick thing, but it took me a long time to get to the point where I was mm-hmm. going to write something.
Right.
But I thought this was a good way to honor her, to commemorate her. And I ended up naming the song after her as well. So, but yeah, it is out. It's really funny. I always talk about this on my stream. I'm like, hey, anytime you write a song about anybody, if you ever write a song about somebody that you know, be prepared to think about that person a lot. So really, it's been like such a blessing for me because it's been a way for me to really remember her. I think about her all the time now because of that song. And, you can say, oh, that's a bad thing. No, and for me, it's a good thing. It's remembering her in the right way. And
sure.
I think she'd be so proud of what everything. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Definitely. I do think she'd be proud of what I'm doing right now because when I knew her, she knew I loved music, but she didn't know that I was going to go into music. And I think she would have wanted that 100 times over for me. And so I just think about the road I'm on right now. And I feel like she would love everything, love all this. She'd be so supportive. So, so like I said, that song is out. The music video was done in a studio with a grand piano and candles. And it really turned out very cool. So you said that's the video we're going to play?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to Julie Clark perform Lindy, a song that she wrote. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Oh, how do you not cry when you hear this song? That's so gorgeous. There's a question that says, is this available on Spotify? And somebody said that it should be on a sleep playlist. And I'm like, yeah, for sure.
Yes.
So this is available on Spotify. Yay. Yes. Awesome. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, I mean, absolutely gorgeous. It was very emotional. Like at some point I was like, oh my goodness, this is so beautiful and thank very you. Heartfelt. And you're absolutely right. I know that she's absolutely beaming, you know, she would be absolutely proud of you for this lovely, tribute to her celebration and a tribute to her. Talk about the video, talk a little bit about like the setting and,
Sure.
I love the candles. I love the whole setup there. What was going through your mind when you were setting this up? You know, what ambiance did you want to capture? What emotion did you want to capture?
Well, so my original idea did not include candles. So it was definitely I wanted to be in a studio with a grand piano, and I had that vision. And then I spoke to one of my friends who's a videographer, and she came up with the candle idea, and then I was like, oh, I love it so much. Yeah. Please let's do this. So we had candles on the piano. We had some of them in the piano, you know, the piano's like open there. And then I just loved it with the reflection. So on the inside of the piano, it just turned out so beautiful. But, it was really interesting how that video came to be though, because I wasn't going to release a music video for it. I thought, I don't know, you kind of, when you start releasing music, at least for me, because this is my first original, I've been on a feature before, mm-hmm. I've been a feature in a song before, but this is my first original releasing on my own. So in my head, I was like, I'm not going to do a music video for that. That's what, you know, people with big songs do. But, you know, I got to thank my Twitch community because they really pushed for me to do more with it. And I'm so glad they did because I love it. And it's like you said, I think the same. I think Lindy would love it. And I think she would appreciate the just that we're honoring her in this way. Mm-hmm. And I think she would love the song. It's really funny. If you do go on Spotify, by the way, did you guys want me to post the link there? Oh, perfect. Actually, yeah. Just kidding. There are the links.
We got all your links.
I just pulled up the chat. So I see all these wonderful people. Hi, everyone. Hi, how's it going? But yeah, so if you look on the cover of the song on Spotify, it's, I'll just explain this story. So in Romania, where I did my internship, it's called Iași. Mm-hmm. Romania is the name of the city. Mm-hmm. And it's known for having these seven famous hills. Mm. So the seven hills of Iași. And so if you look out in Iași, they're not very tall, but there's these beautiful like rolling hills. And she told me about that. She taught me about that, I remember. And so when I was trying to think of what the cover should be for this song, I had the artist do hills. And so that's another thing. If you pull that up on Spotify, you'll be able to kind of see that. And that was just another thing that I just think she would love so much. just that was, you know, Iași was really where we really got to connect and get to know each other. And so it's definitely a special place to me. But yeah, I would love for you all to check it out. I've had a lot of people, some people in here, I see you guys, that have, been really, really supportive of this song, and mm-hmm. I just appreciate it. It's always scary to release music, cause you don't really know what's going to happen or how it's going to go. But, I was really lucky. The song made it onto a few playlists I was very excited about, and it makes me want to release more. I kind of want to do an album, like a piano album, and, something with similar vibes to that song. See how it goes.
I'm gonna show a little bit of the cover. Is this the correct cover here? Yeah. It's kind of small, you guys, but that's the cover. And the single Lindy. Yay.
Yeah, that's it. Perfect.
Oh, pretty. Uh-huh. So I'm super excited that we were able to hear that. Let's segue into to what you do on Twitch. So yeah. Paint us a picture. Because, you know, with you think that with technology today that we would still be able, that we could do some sort of live streaming and you play music, and it doesn't happen that way in the way of this world currently. You know, maybe a year from now the technology will be better and then we can have live performances and that kind of stuff. But why don't you paint a picture a little bit about what things that you do on your stream?
Sure. So mostly my stream is request based. So I have this song list. It's got over 300 songs in there. And I just take, for the most part, I just take requests from my community. I do free requests as of right now, because it's something I really love to do, is like welcome in a new viewer and let them choose a song. But the streams gets really busy in there. It definitely gets busy in there, but I do love it. I do love taking requests, and I don't know. We do a lot of different things. So like I said, it is request based. The theme of my stream is honey or bees. So that started very organically. So in the beginning, remember, so I took a little bit of break in college from music, and I didn't really sing and I didn't really play piano or anything. And so coming back into singing, I had a weaker voice, and I was not, I ended up getting back into voice lessons, because it was just something where, you know, I really had to build up that muscle again. Your voice is like any other muscle in your body. And so I used to use honey. Manuka honey is very good for your voice and very, mm-hmm. it's very soothing on your vocal cords. And so I used to use honey. And so I would put honey in my tea every day. Sometimes I would just eat it. And people would ask about it and wonder, what are you even doing? And we just kind of went from there. And it just kind of very organically morphed into a honeybee themed stream.
So. And that's what she calls her community. She calls them honeybees, right?
Yes.
So all her emotes are honeybees or honey or hives, beehives. I mean, it's so cute. She's got such an awesome theme going.
Thank you.
But hey, you guys, if you don't already know, one, Julie just became recently became a Twitch partner, so celebration on that, yay for you. But you were also on the front page just this last Friday. Tell us about that. I happened to be I was babysitting my daughter my granddaughter that day, and I actually put it on the big screen, and she was fussing a little bit, and at one point when she heard the music, her head slowly turned and she was mesmerized. And I really wish I would have been able to take a picture from the back of her and then pointing at the screen. But I thought it was the most fascinating thing. She loved it. I just saw your numbers grow. She had like upwards of like 5,000, I think, viewers at one point. Am I right?
Or was it more? Crazy. So I think it was, we got to, I think just under 6,500. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy. I mean, that's the biggest audience I've ever sang for by a lot.
Yeah.
So it's pretty crazy. So that's what I was saying. The last however many months have been insane. So it was partner, and then we hit 10K and we did a big 10K party for followers. And then it was like the day after, not even joking, the day after the 10K party, I get an email about possibly doing something on the front page and or having a front page slot. And I was just like, what is happening? But I'm just honestly, I'm just so grateful because the Twitch community has been so welcoming and so supportive, and that's the only reason that it happened. So I just have to thank everybody in my community for being so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do think Twitch, you know, Twitch saw that. Twitch saw that, you know, people enjoyed in hanging out in stream and everything. And I mean, I had a goal of, I was like, okay, so front page. I'm looking on the front page. I'm seeing people with numbers all over the place. So I put in my head, I'm like, okay, I just would love to get to 2K.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And so it was just, I was just blown away on Friday. That was this last Friday. That was incredible. Not something I could have ever really foreseen. It's kind of one of those in the back of your mind things, but I've never said out loud that I wanted to be on the front page because I just thought it was this far off thing.
Yeah.
And I just feel really lucky. And it was really exciting. My community came in. So I was really nervous, obviously. Biggest audience.
Come on.
I never
guess.
good. Well, here's what happened. So my community, we started an hour early. So they recommend that. Mm-hmm. We started an hour early and I got all of my fears kind of went away when my community came in. And then it was just a regular stream for us. And then, you know, one of the things that was worrying me was trolls. Well, apparently in music, there aren't as many trolls.
True.
So it didn't end up being that bad.
Yeah.
My moms and I were all sorts of prepared for, you know, I don't know what we thought was going to happen. But yeah, I mean, there were some trolls, but overall, it felt like my stream just with a lot of new faces.
Yeah.
You know, all my community came in and, you know, we're chatting it up and welcoming in people. And I just felt, I feel really grateful because I wasn't really that nervous once I started because I already had, it just felt like a regular stream by that point, you know?
Sure.
It's really great.
Well, congratulations. I mean, very well deserved. So when can you think back as to when you started streaming and what was your idea of streaming? Like who told you about it and how did you come to do it? And what was your thought behind it? Because my thought was like, oh, I'll just probably sing and play it a Nightbot, you know, that forever joke that we have. You sing to your Nightbot. You sing to tables and chairs. You sing to your Nightbot.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
How was it for you?
Well, so I, like a long time ago, this is like 2 years ago or something. My fiance is a streamer. He's a gamer. And he was like, you know, I grew up gaming a little. I wasn't a gamer, but I did play a little bit when I was younger with my dad and my brother. And so I started up League of Legends, and I like League of Legends. I like the way that it's set up, and I like games like that. So I started playing League of Legends, and I was playing on my I was streaming from my MacBook, and I don't think there was a single stream that didn't end with like major lag and just me giving up. So that was, I did it like twice. I don't even remember. It was just like a fail. No, we're not doing this. So come back, you know, we'll see, 2 years later or something like that. And my fiance tells me there's a music community on Twitch. And I was like, what are you talking about? I've never heard of this. And I was kind of, it was so funny. He told me about it. And I was like, no, Yeah. Like, yeah. I remember being like, no, because I'd never looked at it. I didn't know. I knew the gaming side of Twitch, and I'd had a bad experience with it already. And so I was just like, no, I'm not doing that. And then I remember getting on and I started seeing these music streamers and just the way they were interacting with their community and how it was like a live TV show. It was a live freaking concert where, you know, requests and just all this stuff. It was so... I remember just getting a feeling of like, holy crap, I can't believe this exists in the world.
Right, I know.
And I tried it and I was still streaming from my MacBook. So, oh man, the people that were in there for my first however many streams, I just apologize. I need to apologize. It was just so bad. It was so many technical issues. There was like a 10-second lag between my voice and the video.
Oh no.
And so, you know, I was like, you know what, it was still going well. Pretty well, even with that. And so I ended up, you know, getting a PC and starting to do stream upgrades and, you know, learning really what makes a great Twitch stream as far as the, you know, tech and everything. But I did want to say one thing. So before I started streaming, I already had this vision of being a musician in Vegas and doing live shows with all of the instrument or all the pieces of equipment you see here. I've got my piano, my looper, and my drum pad. I had already learned that before I started streaming and was planning on doing that live. And so that's, I think, in my opinion, that's why my stream just really seemed to just take off in the beginning, because I think a lot of people will start live looping. I have friends mm-hmm. that are on Twitch right now learning live looping mm-hmm. on stream, mm-hmm. you know, where I already had a set list of live looping songs. So I do think I got really lucky that I was just prepared to do something a little different. And it's really just grown. The stream itself has just grown into a something I couldn't have ever imagined. But like I said, I didn't even know Twitch exists, or the music community on Twitch. I didn't even know it existed until
that's
last
what I
year,
thought
so.
Too. I mean, I had my kids game, and most of them all stream. So when they were telling me that they have Twitch, and you know, they've even told me, why don't you follow me? And I would follow them, and I would at the time I'm going, people do this? They watch other people play?
Right.
And it just wasn't as interesting. I didn't have any interest, or there was no stake in it for me. So I would watch because they wanted me to watch. And then it mm-hmm. wasn't until a year ago when we moved, my daughter just told me, hey, you know, you should probably start streaming. And I'm like, what, games? But she knew that I had already done podcasting and I had already been a content creator and all that. So not about me.
Okay.
But yeah, so yeah, like you, I was just as surprised when I found out that there's all these categories and just other types of communities. And I thought, wait, there really truly might be something there for me. So yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, as far as what you do in your stream, I know that I've seen your streams before, and I know that you do dance parties and then you do mm-hmm. some cosplays. Why don't you talk about those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, our dance parties are really funny. So the only reason the dance parties exist, mm-hmm. I had a moment. So I remember when they came up, they started doing those hype trains.
Oh.
So hype trains are really fun. You try to get the emotes and it's awesome. But after a while, it's kind of like, well, if you have all the emotes or you have most of the emotes, the hype train kind of just, the hype died down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what can we do to keep these going? That was the main reason that I started doing dance parties. And I think everybody has their thing, whether they connect it to a hype train or not. I've seen a lot of other fun things that people do in their streams. It's to build up the hype. It's really fun.
Right.
And so I started with dance parties because I do really love to dance. And I wouldn't say I'm a great dancer. I grew up dancing. Yes, I did take, you know, ballet, jazz, and tap when I was really young, but I stopped that all when I was like 12 or 13. But I still love it. I just love to dance. And I shuffle. So we mm-hmm. shuffle on stream sometimes, and it's really fun. We get flashing lights. We've got like a little dancing bee, Buzz the Bee, that comes up on the screen and dances with me. And it's, the whole thing is just really fun. It's become like a staple of the stream, and I just love it so much. And then let's see, what was the other thing you were asking about?
Cosplay.
Dance parties.
You're
and,
doing
oh,
cosplay,
of course. Yeah. So I started this as a...
We've got your slideshow showing as well. So if any of these pictures
oh, yeah,
that come up, you can talk about them or if it
Sure.
If there's questions in chat that anybody wants to ask about some of these pictures, please do.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So the ones we've done so far. So the first one I ever did was Jasmine, and I had my subs vote on it. So we started up this thing where my subscribers could vote in our Discord on my the theme for cosplay. And of course, right off the bat, you know, we used to do a lot of Disney days. And so right off the bat, they were like, okay, yeah, let's do Jasmine. And that was really fun. That costume, so the blue costume that you saw, I made that one. So I haven't made any of the others really. I've done some work to them. That one I just made the whole thing because I couldn't find what I wanted to buy, something that I wanted. So I ended up making the costume. It was so much fun. That night was great. We did a lot of Disney requests, obviously sang a lot of Aladdin songs. And then I just realized, I was like, I want this to become a thing that we always do. And so we've done some really fun ones. We did Princess Leia. Mm. We've done Wonder Woman. My next one, we just got the vote back for Tomb Raider. So we're going to do Lara Croft.
Wow. How cool.
Really excited. Yeah.
How fun. You guys have to go check her out. I just shouted out her stream there. So you guys, please go give her a follow. You won't be disappointed. She's absolutely, you know, just, it's so fun to just watch her streams. What is it going to dress up for?
Oh, yes, yeah. Erin.
What are you going to dress up for Halloween is the question.
As far as Halloween, I hate to say this, but I already know and I can't tell you. And the reason I can't tell you, and I'm sorry, but the reason I can't tell you is because I have something major planned for Halloween.
Ooh.
So I can't give it away because the week before I'm going to let everyone know what's going to be happening. Don't worry though. It's going to be so amazing and hype and awesome that it'll be worth the wait. It'll be worth the surprise. But I will announce that the week before Halloween. I already know. I already have all sorts of plans. So it's going to be really fun. Halloween is my favorite holiday. I love, obviously, I mean, with the cosplay, you can kind of tell, but
now
I do love dressing up.
Have you ever gone to TwitchCon?
No. So here's the thing.
Me neither.
I started streaming music in November of this last year.
What? I would never guess. Are you serious?
Yeah. November of 2019. And so I haven't been streaming when there was a TwitchCon. And so then this last year, so obviously canceled this last year. But I am so ready for next year. I am so excited for it.
I think that was great. one of my goals this year, had there been a TwitchCon, was to be able to meet some of the, you know, the live streamers, the music streamers, because, you know, I love the whole Twitch Things community. Don't get me wrong. I love the Twitch Things community, but there's a whole, you know, there's a whole world out there of music streamers. And as you can see with Julie, you know, first of all, can I just say that you're freaking badass because one, she's female too, and she plays all these freaking awesome instruments, and it just makes you just like, it's so inspiring. It's motivating and it's inspiring. Okay. So some of you guys know my story. My story was that, you know, during the pandemic, I decided, it's funny because Julie, you had mentioned earlier about being away from singing for a while, right? For you, because you know, you played you obviously your strength is in piano. And then as you were saying that you were away from singing, kind of the opposite for me, my strength is in singing. I'm going to switch back over to this other screen so that we, let me,
sure.
So my strength is in singing. So then picking up the piano again back in, you know, when the pandemic hit, you know, it was people like yourself, Mark Nificent, who also is in chat, that inspired me to relearn and rekindle that passion. So, but I love that. I love that she, you know, she definitely has all the bells and whistles going for her. So she's got, she's beautiful. She's talented. Thank she's you. Got these lovely instruments that she plays, and she, you know, she's no stranger to that. So I want to show, another video. Why don't you talk a little bit more about this next one that we're going to see, which is Closer. Is it Closer?
Closer 19.
Closer
19. Yeah.
Closer 19. Why don't you talk about that and I'll get it all set up.
So I feel like, I mean, there might be some people that haven't heard the original song, but I feel like it's a pretty well-known song, Closer by the Chainsmokers and Halsey. Mm-hmm. So that's the original. And then I wrote a parody to that song, a quarantine parody called Closer 19. And it's really funny. So it's, I wrote it a while ago. I played it for my community. I played it on stream and people were like, oh, I love this so much. This is so fun. Awesome. And they were like, you should like release this as like a song. And I, same thing as before with Lindy. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to do that. And then they really inspired me to do it. And so I did. I hit up a friend of mine who's a very, very talented videographer, different person. I have a lot of very talented friends. Yeah. It's another guy that I used to work with, and he had a vision for it. So I had a couple ideas that made it into the video. I definitely wanted Lola to be part of the video, my dog, my Pomeranian. And I had a couple ideas, and I talked to him, and he came up with so many fun ideas. So it ended up being a love story. So the movie, the music video goes along like a love story about me and my fiance. If quarantine hit and we're trying to social distance, right, but still be together. So how does that work? How do we do that?
Yeah.
And it ended up being so funny. It was really great. It looks like my socials are there. You guys, if you want to go to my YouTube, if you go to my YouTube channel there, you can watch that. That's out. It really ended up being so fun. So there are inflatable bubbles in it, like the big inflatable bubbles. Oh, Lola does make several appearances. but it's really fun. And then it's fun because if you come on stream and you request Closer 19, I have it set up as a live looping cover. So, you know, I've got like a drum kit to it, and we loop everything. It's just really fun. It ended up being like the coolest thing ever. Awesome. And I do have to thank my community, because I would not have done it if they hadn't really been just basically asking for it all the time. So. Right.
Well, here we go, you guys. We're going to watch, we're going to switch over and we're going to watch Closer 19. Yay.
I see Z in here. I see Cam in here. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
I don't have the chat up, but I'm moving, or I keep moving back and forth to it.
Yeah, no worries.
Hey, we were doing just fine before COVID-19. Thought we understood good hygiene. We were okay. But now, I'm like a sanitary ninja. Dodging germs and staying hidden all day. I know it breaks your heart. You don't wanna love me from 6 feet apart, but don't get too close. Run. We don't wanna get exposed. Yeah, that's close enough. Yeah, that's close enough. So baby, don't come closer till this quarantine is over. Stay 6 feet. Exposure, baby, don't come any closer. At the grocery store, walking down an aisle, and I see you coming. Yeah, turn around and run the other way so I don't get something. Yeah, that's close.
Love that. That is so, so, so cute. So now whose idea was it with the bubbles?
So Dean's going away a lot.
Was it his?
That's the videographer's idea.
Oh, I love that.
His name is Christian Bermudez. Uh-huh. He is really, really talented. Yeah. When I hit him up about it, he had so many good ideas. And it ended up being so fun. So much fun.
I have to ask.
Oh, thank you.
Is that your fiance in the video?
That is my fiance.
Oh, nice. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Is there a date set yet, or is that like after quarantine?
We were supposed to get married in August.
Oh,
and
no.
Then obviously with COVID, we weren't going to make people travel and that, you know. And so there is no wedding date as of right now, but I'm thinking next August. I think we'll just wait a year. Why not? Right. You know?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you said he's a streamer, right? He's a gamer?
He's a streamer. Yep.
Can we divulge his stream?
Yes, of course. So Shaytime. So his username, his Twitch name is Shaytime.
How do you spell that? I'll shout it out. It's
S-H-A-Y-T-I-M-E. Shaytime.
S-H-A-Y. T, what is it?
I M E.
Yeah, Shaytime. Oh, as in Shaytime. Yeah. Oh, got it. There you go. Yay.
Perfect.
Thank you. You know, he's in the video. He deserves his accolades there. So go follow him, everybody.
Speaking of that, major props to him, just because originally with my idea for the video, he was going to be in one scene.
Oh.
He was only supposed to be in one scene. And then look at him. He's in the whole freaking video. So he did really great. And he didn't act. So I grew up acting. He did not grow up acting. And I think he did an incredible job. So I just appreciate that he was willing to do it.
Yeah. Everybody loved the toilet paper. That was so cute. So clever. So clever.
Thank you so much. So that one was mine. That one was my idea. So I got, let's see, what was it called? Poster board and then hot glue. And bought a bunch of roses. And so I made that with like tissue paper and everything. It was just really funny. I was like, how should we do this? How should we make this look like a bouquet of toilet paper? Yeah. But ended up being really funny.
True. He's Zagar says he's a natural actor. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I'm going to tell him you said that.
So what do you have coming up for down the pike? Any new projects that you could be telling we could be in the know of? For you?
Yeah. Well, I have some original music that I've just been sitting on, and I've had.
Oops. Sorry.
It's so hard.
Let me just. Can I have you just step back a little bit, just a tiny bit? I think because the mic is clicking a little bit. Okay. Right. I think. I think we're
can
good.
Can you hear me if I'm right here?
Is that better, you guys? I'm sorry. Is that better?
I just want to know if you guys can hear me.
We can hear you. I think it's okay. Just
gonna stay a little further away.
Is that an 88 key? Yeah, I think it is, right? An 88 key piano?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Tell us a little about your projects.
Yeah, well, I have some original music that I really want to release. I wrote a song on the ukulele that I'm very excited about. I have a lot of originals I wrote on the piano. And I had some advice to wait to release a lot of my music.
Okay.
And go, you know, this route or that route. And I think I'm realizing that I don't want to do that. I kind of just want to release my music. Like there's all, but the reason that people release music, you know, maybe after a feature that does well or whatever is, you know, you get the exposure. And then when you release your own music, it's supposed to be a good way to do it. I don't really know. I understand that. But I'm sitting here with all this music, just like waiting, just waiting, waiting. And I'm really excited. I'm really hoping that at least one of my singles, even if I don't do an EP right away, maybe one of my singles, maybe I can release this year. I'm hoping to. Mm-hmm. But I have a lot of new music. I have some covers coming out as well. So I have a friend that is a streamer, a new streamer. Her name is Cozy Music, C-O-Z-Z-I Music. And she came to Vegas a couple weeks ago and we just recorded a cover together. So that's coming out soon.
Did I get that right? Cozy Music right there. C-O-Z-Z-I Music. So somebody was asking you to test it and play, but here's the problem, you guys. We sometimes, you guys know, Zoom and Discord, they compete for volume and compete. So sometimes I don't know that her piano is set up. She can try. I don't know if she wants to. Julie, if you wanted to play something, we can try and hear it. I don't know how well it's going to come through on Zoom. It may not be, unless it's set. Don't worry about it. It was just, it's not a big deal. This is why we have the videos, you guys. Okay.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
This is the whole reason. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how that would go too.
Yeah. No worries.
To do that.
let's not, because we had some technical difficulties at the very beginning. Exactly. Let's not do it.
Exactly. No, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And then, so now for 5 years from now, this is a loaded question. I get this. I get people to say this. Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know how to answer that. So if 5 years from now, where could you see yourself 5 years from now?
I feel like I'm one of those people that you're talking about that's like, I have no idea. No, okay, here's what I wanted to explain. So, because I've been thinking about this, and I don't know what my 5-year plan is, because Twitch, I did not think was going to happen the way that it's happening.
Right.
That's why I'm not lost. There's no like, what should I do? Twitch is what I'm going to freaking do. Like, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's just, what is Twitch going to look like in the next 5 years? I don't even know. Like,
that's true.
Am I going to be? So there's a couple options. So I've thought about this. There's a couple roads that I can see myself going down. So one is just to keep streaming on Twitch, and just that's all that I do. Another one is to use to do Twitch and then also be releasing music, and then maybe do a tour at one point, maybe in my on my own terms, but like some kind of, you know, book some shows and do that. I don't know. There's lots of different avenues. As far as like becoming like a pop star, I've had people talk to me about, you know, oh, do you want a record deal? Things like that. The more I learn about the music industry, the less I really want to be a part of it in that way. I think that, like, I always have a lot of respect for people that release music independently. Mm-hmm. If I got a record deal, if something like that happened, I don't know. You never know. Like,
true.
You know, I hate to be like, okay, this is what I'm going to be doing in 5 years, because I just think that there's so many different opportunities, and I don't even know what they are yet. But I do see myself streaming still. And I don't know, but I just, with how Twitch has gone so far and how wonderful the community is, I think I'm going to be doing this in 5 years. I can't imagine doing anything else right now.
I love that.
But it's so hard for me to say. So another reason I'm saying it's really hard for me to answer is because so when quarantine hit, I was working another job and this was my side gig. And so when quarantine hit, my job is like no more. I don't know that it's ever going to be a thing anymore.
Yeah.
So because of that, I was pushed into full-time streaming without me really making the decision to do it. And so that's what I'm saying. It's all so new, and I couldn't have ever imagined even this happening. Mm-hmm. And so from 5 years from now, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what it's going to be.
Oh, man. But
I'm excited for whatever is going to happen.
Yeah. Now, okay, if money was no object and you could choose any place, anywhere, any time, where would you want to do your first concert and why? I know that wasn't part of the questions. I just threw that in.
Well, I'm trying to think if I could be anywhere. That's a hard one. I always see myself doing a Vegas show, and I want that to be my first one. And the reason why is because Vegas is such a hub. It's such a, you know, people already like to come here. Mm-hmm. And I get a lot of people, especially I remember at the beginning of quarantine. Oh my goodness. I had so many people that would come into my stream, find out I was from Vegas, and they'd be like, oh man, I had tickets. I had I was planning this Vegas trip and this weekend, and now I'm not, you know, now we canceled our tickets or whatever. So there's a lot of people that just go to Vegas. And so I'm imagining if I was like, hey guys, you know, I'm doing a show at this venue, here are the tickets. And I can see community members being like, well, I'm going to use this as an excuse to go to Vegas, you know? Yeah. And so I that's where I see the first one. Mm-hmm. But I would love to do like a US tour of some kind, where I hit, you know, California, maybe we hit some Texas would be awesome. I think I think it'd be really cool to do something in New York. Like, so to just hit all of the different time zones or something, you know.
There you go. She'll do a time zone tour. Ooh, let's call
yes.
it that.
Oh, I love that. Ooh,
I know.
I like this. I think you just coined a phrase there. I like know. This.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, plus the Raiders are in Vegas. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Okay. So we have one more video that we're going to show you, everybody. And why don't you talk a little bit more about this, the setup and whatnot, and then the story behind Faded Cover or the Faded Cover.
Yeah. So Faded, the original song is by Alan Walker. And I took that song and really just kind of stripped it down. So it is a cappella. So there is no instrument played. I sing on this, and I use my looper here to loop all my different voice layers, so all my vocal layers. And it was so much fun. This one was another one. So the same girl that did the video for Lindy did this video as well. So she and we did it right in my apartment, in my studio. And It turned out really, really cool. Awesome. This was, if I remember correctly, this was actually the first cover I had released in a little bit. And it felt really good to release another cover because I used to release a lot. And then I stopped and I kind of revamped my whole, you know, YouTube. Mm-hmm. You can't see most of those older covers on there. But it was really good to get back into it. And once again, I keep coming back to Twitch because my Twitch community was amazing. And I think that's what got me once I did that cover and had support. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get inspired to keep going because of that.
Right.
So it's great.
I have to ask, how many voices do you do in this cover?
How many layers? Yeah. Like the voice layers? Yeah. Three harmonizing layers. Mm-hmm. No. Okay. Three harmonizing harmonizing layers. And then
the melody.
Two layers that are like for kind of like a beat.
Oh.
Sort of, but it's with my voice as well.
Right.
You'll see in there. And then the main. So awesome. I guess six layers total.
Yay. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. You guys, you're in for a treat. Here we go. This is Faded, original by Alan Walker, Julie Clark cover. So I have a question for you. Do you engineer your own tracks?
Mm-hmm.
You do. Oh, yeah, awesome. What program are you using?
Ableton. So for something like this, I could do all of it myself, especially I can do my own vocals. No problem. Mm-hmm. When it comes to actually producing up music, mm-hmm. I'll do the basics and then have my fiance come in. He's a very talented producer and he'll come in. He always does the mixing and mastering and he goes in and tweaks and fixes and yeah.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. So talented, both of you.
Thank you.
It's just amazing. I am in awe of those who can do that. I mean, with my MIDI came the, you know, the whole software package from Ableton Lite, you know, Live Lite, and to all these other different things. So, I mean, it's a whole learning curve. And I sometimes I just stare at it and I'm like, okay, what? Like, I know enough to do what I need to do, but not enough to, you know, to get nearly this well, you know. But I love the engineering. I love how there was a lot of the vocals, you know, definitely the melody stood out. And then all the background vocals just really made it very angelic. And it was really, when I was listening to this, I thought, wow, this is a really great engineered piece, you know, cover. It was very, very nicely done.
So
yeah, absolutely. By the way, chat, we're winding down with the last couple of questions, but just know that you can ask questions. We'll hold it to the very end. Please use exclamation point join and ask your questions, and we'll go ahead and retrieve it. So if you have any questions, please, you know, feel free to now's your chance to ask those questions. Julie would love to answer them. Okay. Yeah, so now for aspiring streamers and parting words of wisdom, what can you lend to followers and listeners?
Well, the advice that I always got, and you know, everybody always rolls their eyes. Maybe I did internally as well a little bit, but if you don't do what you like doing, people are going to know. So if you get on there and you're like, okay, well, I'm just gaming this game because it's popular, and you're not into it, people can see it and feel it. And it's just not, you know, it's just not. I love, my favorite people to watch personally are people who are passionate about what they do. And you find a lot of that on Twitch. So, I mean, obviously, you know, be passionate about whatever you're streaming. I think that's huge. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, I've heard, okay, so there will be people that I think will give the advice of like stream all the time. I have to be honest, I don't agree with that. I think when it comes to streaming all the time, I think, you know, sure, if eventually you want to get a consistent streaming schedule, that's great. And it's great for your community. Sure. But I think when it comes down to it, burnout is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of streamers there's a streamer that I know, for example, he doesn't stream anymore because he started streaming almost every single day because he had some success. Mm. And then he just kept going. He got burnt out completely and just stopped. So it's almost like, you know, quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. You know, stream when you're feeling your best. And for me, doing best, I've canceled a stream because I wasn't in the right headspace.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
me too.
if you have to, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But I think that's important too. I think, you know, being kind to yourself as a streamer, whether you're new or not, I think that's always really important as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think, and the other thing too, I think as far as advice goes, is there one way to make a successful stream? Is there one path, one journey? No, I think everybody's journey can be a little bit different, but everybody can find success.
Sure. Sure. I love that. See, so, you know, just be kind to yourself and stream, you know, when you're in a good place. Right. And then, I mean, these are all really great advice. So y'all follow that. And by the way, because I was a proponent for that too. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to stream every day, right?
Yeah.
Oh, in a perfect world, that'll never happen, you know, because there's just too much. There's too much, you know. First of all, it's trying to find the right time to stream because, you know, you got to worry about time zones, and you got to worry about you know, the East Coast, West Coast, plus right? And then then around the world, is it too late, too early, you know, that kind of stuff. So you just stream when it's comfortable for you. And for me, this time, usually the evening ish, right, I feel like, okay, I've all the stressors of the day are gone, and now I can actually come here and stream. So agreed. I love that. And then before we get into the questions, one more for Julie. Because I see some questions now. tell us one thing about yourself that people don't already know about.
Okay, so this one was hard for me because I'm kind of an open book on my stream. I tell people everything. But there's something that some people may not know. Some people do know this, so I was having so much trouble thinking of something. Some people do know this, but I would be willing to bet that a lot of people don't. So remember how I said I was born in Romania, adopted, grew up in the United States. Well, last year, I think it was last year. Yeah. Last year, I met my birth sister for the first time. So I found her. Yeah, it was crazy. So I did a DNA test with Ancestry DNA or whatever. I was actually gifted it. My brother gave it to me.
Oh, 23andMe or something like that? Or something?
No, so there's that is one. Okay. That's one you can do. This one is called Ancestry DNA. That's like the name of it. Nice. And so he bought me one of those test kits and I sent it in. And I thought I was just finding out a little bit more about my background. I don't think I was going to find anyone. But then this girl comes up listed as close family. And so, you know, we hit each other up and we start talking and we find out from the little information I have, she has a lot more information. She's 4 years younger than me and she was adopted when she was four. So she was adopted from Romania 8 years after I was. She spent 4 years in an orphanage. And then she was adopted by an American adoption agency. So she's got like all, you know, just like a binder full of information. I had very little. My mom, my adopted mom, went over to Romania and adopted two girls, me and my sister. We're not actually biologically sisters, but yeah. So, but anyway, she grew up in South Carolina. So, and she's got this really cute Southern accent and is like just a sweetheart. And we have a few things in common that are crazy. And we, you know, we have things in common that you would expect of sisters, like little things, like weird health, you know, stuff or whatever, nothing crazy. But, and then we also have things in common that like, we both love The Office. And I was like, we get to bond over things like this, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, it was actually incredible to meet her. She came to Vegas and we spent a week together and I went to South Carolina to visit her and we talked periodically. She comes into my Twitch stream and says hi. And it's been really great. That's we kind of awesome. Look alike, but we kind of don't, to be honest. Like, it's so interesting. Like, the whole
right.
It's just, it was the weirdest, craziest thing to happen, and that was last year. So, it was really
my
cool.
goodness. So this is the first time you're finding out about her. So,
yeah,
kind of thing, right? So, wow, that's I didn't know she existed. So amazing. Yeah. So, and then do you keep in touch with her? Obviously, because she comes in your stream and whatnot. But
yeah,
awesome. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting! yay. Well, congratulations to you. See, all
Thank
these
you.
Congratulations to you,
Thank you so
on
much.
On a wonderful stream. She she became a partner here on Twitch, and she just made the front page, or she got a front page slot on Twitch just last week, Friday. 10,000K followers. I mean, or 10,000K, 10,000 followers. I mean, gosh, so nice. And then she's got these awesome, all these awesome covers. And be sure you guys, I know that we've shouted out the all her socials. So please go and follow her on Twitch, follow her on all her socials. And we are now we're down to the final questions here. So I am going to ask these in order. Okay. We have a question from Mr. Wright, who asks, do you play jazz music? I think that's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I play a little jazz music, but I do think it's very interesting that you asked that because Mr. Wright, that's one of my goals. I didn't grow up playing any jazz music like at all. I grew up playing a lot of classical music and Broadway and things like that. Disney, whatever. But jazz music is something I would like to get more into. I would love to learn more about what it means to improv jazz. You see these pianists that can improv, and I understand parts of it. I understand like the technical or the theory behind it, but it's really something I think you just have to practice. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting that you asked that because I'm actually I would like to get more into jazz music for sure.
And here's me thinking she already does, and then good question.
A little bit. I've got some covers that are on my song list that are jazz, but I don't play a whole lot of jazz, and I would like to do more.
Awesome. Well, good question, Mr. Wright. Thanks That's for great. Asking yeah. that. All right. We have another question from Stoop Kids who asks, what is your dream Broadway show and role? There you go.
Oh my gosh.
That's a great question. Nice, Stoop Kids.
Wicked, probably Elphaba. Yeah.
Wow. And whose role?
That's the Wicked Witch. Sorry. So the Wicked Witch of the West is who I'd want to play from the Broadway musical Wicked.
Oh,
I just love her so much. She's the most complex freaking character. And so have you seen it?
No,
have you seen
Wicked? I have not. Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't want to give anything away
okay.
without giving away any spoilers. I'll tell you right now. I love complex villains because the whole point of a villain is like no one is just born evil. Usually villains are made, and usually they're a lot of times they're made by the people who are supposed to be good. If you want to talk about good and evil and put those words out there, I always think that's so interesting. And the backstory, so Wicked is the backstory to Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West, and what, how she even became, how she got that nickname, who she was before, how did she grow up? It is so interesting. And it just, if you didn't expect to feel bad for the Wicked Witch of the West when you're watching Wizard of Oz, but you, I do, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, oh, yeah.
That is so funny. Oh, I love it. I love that. I mean, now I have to go watch it or.
Oh, you're going to love it. It's so good. It's so freaking good. The book, I can't recommend the book more because so the musical, I'm not going to say because I don't want to give any spoilers, but there's some differences between the book and the movie, and the book is more real in a lot of ways. It's heavier, but it's so good. It's
so, so good. So do you recommend reading the book first, then watching the musical? Or
ooh, that is a good question. Okay. Recommend the book or musical first.
Because I've not done either. So, you know, if I were to
I don't
do
know.
One first.
Okay. Let me tell you right now. I read the book first and I watched the musical and it was shocking.
Really?
To watch the musical and be like, wait a second. But I'm assuming it'd be the it'd be the same thing as well. If you watched the musical first and then you went to go read the book, you'd be like, oh. This is a lot. It's just a lot.
Okay. Well, no, I think I'll do that. I'll read first, then watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's a good idea. And then you'll appreciate the musical no matter what. But the book, if you guys haven't read Wicked, it's called Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West. And that's one of my favorite books that exists.
So. Awesome. Well, thanks for that question, Stoop Kids.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, we got another question, kind of a silly question, but kind of a fun question from Z Money. Where's Lola?
Lola is around. Do I need to get her? Do I need to grab her?
Sure. Let's meet Lola if we can. Yeah. For those of you who are new to Julie or new to her stream, please go follow her first of all, and then yeah, we're gonna if we can get Lola on camera, that would be pretty awesome. She's quite the celebrity. We need Lola. Yeah, for real. But you guys, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited that you guys are here. And oh, look it. Now, how old is Lola?
She's 10.
10.
She's
wow.
A lady.
Oh, yes. Look it. Hi, Jean.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. She's so adorable. Oh, she's 10. She's Pomeranian.
Yes.
Awesome. What's one of her favorite things that she looks forward to daily besides oh, is that her?
She's snorting. She's very nasally.
Oh.
Yes. So she's there. Her little snores. Don't worry about that.
Oh. What is one thing she likes to that she does every day?
One thing that Lola does every day?
Yeah.
She's 10, but she acts like a puppy. She will go grab her toy every day. We play every single day, and she growls and she has her little puppy barks. She doesn't bark though, so like you know how little dogs people will say like oh they get yappy.
Yeah.
She doesn't get yappy. She doesn't ever bark unless you are like playing with her or whatever. She likes being on stream. She does like being on stream. She's famous in our community.
Is.
She's got two different emotes. Three actually. She has three emotes. Goodness.
And she's made a cameo appearance in some of your videos,
Oh yeah, I mean she was in closer 19 for sure, multiple appearances.
Yeah,
she killed it.
Definitely.
I saw this Facebook comment when I posted the video on Facebook. There's someone commented that they don't know me or Lola. It's just someone that you know shared or whatever.
Right.
And they said that little Pomeranian really stole the show, and I just die laughing. I took a screenshot and posted it. I was like, "That's funny."
Oh, well, she's definitely. I mean, she adds to the stream. I think she's a celebrity in and of herself, right, or in her own right. I love it. Awesome. And we have one. So, if there are any other questions, please. Now's the time to do it. We have one more question from Conscious Scam. Is it Conscious Scam? Who is your dream collaborator bucket list? Who is on your dream collaborator bucket list? Nice question.
That's a great question. There's so many people. There's just so many people. If I could work with one person, if I have to narrow it down to one person, Julia Michaels. She is incredible. So Julia Michaels, if you don't know, she is an artist. She you know, has music out on her own and she tours and all this. However, before she was an artist, she was a songwriter. And at age 21, she was writing for the biggest singers. She wrote Sorry by Justin Bieber. I believe she wrote that song. She's written for like really big artists and she was young. So she's very successful and I've always been very inspired by her. And then it was crazy because I remember reading that the only reason she became an artist is because a lot of these artists she was she's sneezing. She's
fine. I'm sorry, Lola.
I was gonna say she had a lot of people. So Julia Michaels had all these artists that she did work with that actually had to convince her that she should become an artist herself. Wow. Because she wasn't, you know, she could sing, but you know, she was like, I don't know. And I always kind of look up to her because I'm like, I want to be on the songwriter side of things really bad. That's important for me. Yeah. I feel like, well, what does an artist do? So, okay. A successful artist releases music, but they don't necessarily make money from their music, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So they make money from like touring and other things like that. You find other ways to make money from your music for the most part. Touring is one of the biggest ways. I don't necessarily love the idea of touring all over the place mm-hmm. and it's a really hard on your body. It's a really hard lifestyle. And so the songwriting part of it, that's where you can continue after you decide not to be an artist anymore. After you're done touring, you can keep songwriting and they make great money. Right. If you have one song that gets big and does even fairly well, you can make some great money. And that's kind of my future. If you want to talk 5 years from now, let's talk 20 years from now. I hope I'm still writing music for people. You know?
I believe you will. Yeah, she's not going anywhere. She's you know, she's definitely going to be, I think, a household name, right? She's a staple here for sure on Twitch. So I think there's great things coming your way. I think you have the complete package. So, you know, so for sure, just you've inspired me. I'm sure you inspire so many and, you know, some people new here to this stream too. Some of my followers seeing you for the first time. I hope you guys go follow her because she's so awesome. But yeah, I mean, I think there's great things coming your way. And, you know, I'm really happy to have met you. I'm happy Julie is going places. There you go. That's what I meant. I didn't mean to say like, no, she's not going anywhere, but she's, you know, she's definitely a household name here for sure on Twitch. And I think for sure she's got a bright future ahead of her.
Thank you so much. 100%. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody else have any questions? Any other questions? Because we are winding up the session today. Julie, I am so excited that you were here. Thank you so much. I hope you had fun.
I did, definitely. It was great to chat.
I'm so glad that we got to know you more and hear your music. And I love all the advice that you gave. And I love that you... You came back. This is what inspires me, is that you came back and you, like you said, when you came back to singing, I went back to piano and, you know, kind of building on that. So it's not too late for even, you know, old farts like me. It's never too late to go back and, you know, rekindle a passion. So I'm thankful for that.
I think that's where that most happiness comes from, is just following that thing that deep down you really want to do. And not everybody gets to do that, but you're doing it. And I love it. I'm here for it.
Oh, thank you. And I'm trying. I mean, I definitely love talking with people. I think podcasts and talk shows are one of my strengths, but you know, I'm bringing in the music part into the stream. So it's a little rusty, but I appreciate everybody coming in and really just, you know, cheering me on. So anyways,
I love it.
Again, thank you all very, very, very much. And Julie, you're awesome. Thank you again. I hope you can come back sometime again in the near future. We'll do a where is she now?
Oh my god.
All right.
I love it. Thank you everybody for being here. I see everybody that's in Annie's community. I just appreciate, and hi, it's nice to meet you. And then also everybody that came in from my community. Love you guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.